John 21:50-19. The title of the passage in my Bible says, Jesus reinstates Peter. And that's a fair summary. Perhaps not complete, but it's a fair summary of what's going on here. This is a very familiar passage. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than these? Yes, Lord, he said, you know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my lambs. Again, Jesus said, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me? He answered, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said, take care of my sheep. The third time he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, do you love me? He said, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my sheep. I tell you the truth, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted, but when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you don't want to go. Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then he said to him, follow me. John 21:15-19. A personal word for Peter. Peter who had fallen. Peter who had denied three times that he knew Christ. Three times Christ says to him privately and, well, certainly personally, do you love me? This is a word, clearly, for believers here. Christ is addressing Simon Peter, who has fallen so badly, and let's put it this way, reinstating him. So, what I say, first and foremost, is a word for believers. Of course, there's an application here, as always, for unbelievers. But the question is for me, as a believer, do I love Christ? You, brother, you, sister, do you love me? Now, there are two Greek words here for love, one stronger than the other. But the experts, the commentators, are divided. Some say that the difference in the words is significant and carries weight and meaning. Others deny that and say no. My version of the Bible has tried to reach this by truly love and using that is alongside love, so trying to distinguish between truly love and love. Some say, though, that this is significant. Some disagree. My Greek is not strong enough, and the experts don't agree, so I think we'll leave it there. Do you love me more than these? More than the food, fish? More than the boats and the net? Probably more than the disciples, the other disciples. Let me just say a few words on these four words, do you love me? Three times Peter had denied Christ. Three times he's asked, do you love me? Peter gets irritated by it, but Christ is graciously restoring him. He's not upbraiding him. The old authorized word for James 1:5, he does not find fault. He's not rebuking here, but he is rebuking in love. Christ is rebuking in love. Three times, do you love me? Do you love me? Love. Not merely admire me, Peter. Not merely assent to me. I challenge myself here. I challenge you, brother and sister. Do we love Christ? Do you love Christ? It's not enough to admire him. It's not enough to assent to him. Faith and love go hand in hand, and so does obedience. John 14:15-24. Time and again, Jesus says, if you love me, You will obey my commands. This is true love for me, obedience to my commands. So, brother, so, sister, I want to more than admire Christ, more than assent to Christ. I want to trust Christ, love Christ, obey Christ. Here the emphasis is on love. Do you love me? I've said this again and again. This comes over and over again in Scripture. It's not creeds or church or Christendom or confessions, Christianity, ceremonies, rites. It's not my work and service. It's not my opportunities. It's not this, that, or the other. It's Christ, Christ, Christ. Do you love me? Christ is all. Unbeliever, I hope you're listening. Christ is the object of faith, obedience, love. Christ is all. That's why I preach Christ to you. I am determined to know nothing among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified to me and I to the world. It's Christ. It's not religion. It's Christ and love for Christ, trust for Christ, obedience to Christ, submission to Christ. Christ is all. Do you love me? Do you love me? Brother, do you love Christ? Sister, do you love Christ? I ask myself. Unbeliever, it's not mum and dad. It's not brother and sister. Do you love me? Peter's asked this question. I'm not talking about Thomas or Nathaniel or Philip. I'm talking about you, Peter. Do you love me? And I challenge myself. I'm preaching this. But do I love Christ? I trust him. I try to obey him, yes. Do I love him? Him. Do I love him? Do you love me? Do you truly love me? Do. Not did. Oh, yes, I did love you, Lord. I came to you 50 years ago. Do you have to sing, where is the blessedness I knew when first I saw the Lord? Have you lost, forsaken your first love? Revelation 2. I'm not asking if you did love Christ. I'm asking, because Christ is asking me, do I at this moment love Jesus? My Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine. For thee all the follies or pleasures of sin I resign. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. Love I much? I'm much forgiven. Where does that hymn come from? Luke 7:36-50. The woman who washed Jesus' feet with her tears, poured ointment on and wiped his feet with her hair. She had much forgiven, therefore she loved much. 1 Peter 1:8, whom having not seen, ye love, loving Jesus. Christ reinstates Peter here by asking him three times. You've denied me three times. Do you love me? He asks three times. My brother, my sister, have you fallen? Have you stumbled? Have you failed? Have you sinned? Is the devil hacking away at you? Jesus knows how to bring you back. He does not upbraid. He does not find fault. He brings you to himself. Tell Jesus you love him. And he tells you to follow me. He gives Peter service to do. Feed my sheep, my lambs, and so on. Take care. He's commissioning him again, reinstating him to service. He also tells him not only about his service, but his suffering, 18-19, signifying the way he would die for Christ. Crucified, I understand, upside down, I believe, but certainly he would be taken and he would suffer for Christ. This man who had fallen so low rises again so high, and within a few days now, Christ will use him by his Spirit to the conversion of thousands. There's hope for us, brother. There's hope for you, sister. There is. And there's hope for you, unbeliever. And all our hope, brother, sister, and unbeliever, is centered on Christ. He alone can save from sin, restore the fallen. He knows how to restore the fallen. The ruins of my soul, said Wesley in one of his hymns. He knows how to restore. But let me quote a verse from a hymn and close with this verse. Thy mercy is more than a match for my heart, which wonders to feel its own hardness depart. Dissolved by thy goodness, I fall to the ground and weep to the praise of the mercy I found. Do you love me? Says Christ. He says it again to me now. He says it to you. Believer, you trust him. Do you love him? Unbeliever, trust the Savior and love him.